think they need a round on Shoftim.
Which one?
Shoftim. Okay, now, we're good. I want to start by recapitulating a couple of things from yesterday, but maybe we have some extra auras there, and then we'll go into the steer in the Rambam. So the Mishnah says that by Aruge based in Amos Abim Aleim, so there's no availus by Aruge based in. So we saw yesterday that Rashi says the reason why is there no availus by Aruge based in. The Gemara doesn't really spell out any reason for it. So what does Rashi say? Why is no avelus by Aruge based in?
Kapara.
Why don't we move the more will be mevazin them, the more kapara they'll have. So I wanted to suggest that the Rambam has a division, because the Rambam puts together Hilchos Avelus. The Rambam puts together the halacha that there's no avelus by Aruge based in, with the halacha that a kohen is not metame to Aruge based in. That a kohen is not metame to Aruge based in, the Nesek Kalim bring from the Teres Kohenim, that's a drosha. But the Rambam he says it in one breath. He says all those people that are Kohen, that you're not Mesabal Aleim, a Kohen's not Metame to them. Smash much two sides of the same coin. So I suggested that the Rambam is Lushitosoi, that the Rambam holds that the Mitzvah Saseh of Avelus is based on the same Mitzvah Saseh of Lo Yitama. That the Mitzvah Saseh of Lo Yitama, that a Kohen is Metame to Kohenim, is the foundation for the mitzvah of Avelus. So if that's the case, then it's taka stands to reason that if there's no, that those people for whom there's no mitzvah of lo yitama will be likewise a mufka from Avelus. That's what I suggested yesterday. So I thought a raya to this. If you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, before Hilchos Avel starts, when he has the proto mitzvah, every section of the Rambam, he starts off with the proto mitzvah, what mitzvahs are included in lochus. So the Rambam says, Hilchos Avel, yesh b'cholan arba mitzvahs, achas mitzvahs sasei, v'sholosh mitzvahs leis, sasei v'zeu proto. So he starts off the first mitzvah that you have in Hilchos Avel is, says the Rambam, maybe I'll write the lashon down because I'm going to be medayik a few things, lihis abel al akroivim, timis abel al akroivim, v'yafilu koyin, mitamei umis abel al akroivim. And even a koyin is mitamei and misabel to kroivim. So that, of course, echoes the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, and that the din of lo yitama, that the kohen's metame to kohenim, is zeu ba'atzmi mitzvahs ibul. It's a chizuk for mitzvahs ibul. It's one mitzvah with the mitzvah being misabel to kohenim. The Torah said the kohen has to be metame to kohenim to make sure that it'll be misabel on the kohenim. And that's the foundation for mitzvahs ibul in general, as we saw. Then the Rambam goes on and he says, ve'ein ole misabel al haruge beistin. There's no avelus for Aruge Beistin. What in the world is that doing over here in the before the Rambam even started Hilchos Avelus? In the Protei Mitzvah, the Rambam is laying down what mitzvahs I say do we have in Hilchos Avelus? The Rambam says the very fundamental things, right? The Rambam is not telling me the protum of Hilchos Avelus. That's why we're going to have Hilchos Avelus. Here we're in the introduction. We're not even in the introduction. It's even less than the introduction. It's like the title. So in the title of Hilchos Avelus is in the Protei Mitzvah L'Sabel Al Akreivim. And there's no Aruge Beistin. How does that even come in? The Rambam hasn't even told me yet, nor do I expect him to, which Kravim you are Misabel. What is Misabel for? Because we're not yet up to Hilchos Avelus. So why does he stick this in there, that there's no Avelus for Aruge Beistin? It's my eye. Very bizarre. So I think the pshat is that the Rambam is showing me that the halacha of tumas kovim, the halacha of the kohen is matamit to kovim, is the same mitzvah, is connected to, it's one and the same with mitzvah avelus, because you see that there's no avelus for Aruge based in. Why not? Because the kohen is not metame to Aruge based in. Maybe the Rambam is putting this in. I want to suggest the Rambam puts this in that there's no avelus for Aruge based in, because it's a demonstration of the Rambam shita that avelus is connected to the din of a kohen being metame to Aruge based in. And if that's the case, then Taka says in this Rambam that the reason why there's no Avelist by Harugi Beis Din is because a Kohen is not Metame to Harugi Beis Din. Parenthetically, several guys wanted to suggest yesterday after Shir that maybe the whole din that there's no Avelist by Harugi Beis Din is only the Rabbanon. I think in this Rambam it says clearly that it's a Din Dereis. If it was only Din Dereis, for sure it wouldn't be here in the Protei HaMitzvah. In the Protei HaMitzvah, the Etzim, in the basic formulation of Mitzvah Avelus, maybe I'll restate it as follows. The Rambam is saying here the basic formulation of Mitzvah Avelus. So why in that basic formulation does the Rambam put in to be Metame to get the Mitzvah is to be Metame to Koyvim and not if they're Haruge based? That's the basic formulation. Yes, it is. Because the real formulation is to be Metame to Koyvim whom a Koyin is Metame to. Excuse me, the basic formulation is to be Misabel and Koyvim whom a Koyin is Metame to. And since a Koyin is Metame to Koyvim who are Isa Maisa Amcha, so that becomes the basic statement of Mitzvah Savelis as well. To be Misabel for those Koyvim for whom a Koyin will be Metame, namely Koyvim or Isa Maisa Amcha, not Aruge based. And that's why it goes into the foundational statement of the Mitzvah. So I think this is a very big chizuk to that idea that the Rambam's Taka Cholot and Rashi. In the Yisrael Adav, why there's no Avelis by Harugi Beis Din? Yeah.
Why are we saying that the Rambam is disagreeing with Rashi? Why can't we say that? Even if we say that the Rambam holds that Avelis goes after the Kohen being Tame to people, whoever the Kohen is,
right.
Those two are working with Avelis over. Maybe the only reason why Kohen doesn't make Tame to Harugi Beis Din is because of.
That is, it's a kosher. It says, well, it's a Maisa Amcha. That I don't need reasons for. Torah says that Kohen is not metame to approach him nachay tzibur. Kohen is not metame. The same way there's no behafter reyecha kamoicha by somebody who's not leis and meis amcha. And according to some Mishnah, there's no kibbut avayim by somebody who's not leis and meis amcha. He's not leis and meis amcha. He's not part of the communion. So, what? Excuse me?
And Harugi Beis Din have a din of leis and meis amcha?
Yeah, that's the perish in the Torah's Kohen. That's what Nesukeh would bring. That's the drasha that claims that Metame to Harugi Beis Din, not Leis and Meis Amcha. We had it actually in the Gemara also in Hanechnot, that Harugi Beis Din, not Leis and Meis Amcha. Yeah.
There's one carve that the Rambam writes that there's no chiyut Metame, but there is a chiyut din Torah to Misabel. That's Achoso Nesua Me'ovid. So isn't that a pirchat though? This basic connection.
How can that be? I mean, it's not a kasha. It's kasha. Rambam says, certainly says zilu basim and mitzvah sibul. Why is it by a chayse nesua? Why is that metame? The Rambam holds that there's an avelus deraisa. Why should that be? I mean, there are lots of people where there's no mitzvah to be metame and they still have avelus, but not. It's by a kahenis. It's always that way. There's a mitzvah avelus. Even though there's no mitzvah to be metame, that doesn't really solve the problem. That's because there's no mitzvah avet, there's no mitzvah tumma. Here, there is a mitzvah tumma, and there's a mitzvah avetlo, so there ought to be a chiyuv to be metame. I don't know, where are they? Sorry, chiyuv. But I don't think that's, you know, it's a horror in the Rambam, but that I think we take is that's mufurish in the Rambam, that zel ba'atma mitzvah sibul, the mitzvah lo yipame is the mitzvah avet. In a way, it is a question because I'm saying that therefore, by Harugi Beis Din, there's no mitzvah to be metame, therefore there's no avelus. So you ask me, why is that different than a chayson and a stool?
You could very well say that there's a mitzvah to metame as a chizuk to the mitzvah avelus, but sometimes the Torah doesn't give a
chizuk. But anyway, it's a question because I'm saying that by Harugi Beis Din, hayoyis, that there's no mitzvah to be metame, so there's no mitzvah to be, that's the reason why there's no mitzvah to be metame. Why is it different than a chayson and a stool? Yeah, but the problem is that it's hard for me to believe that the Rambam holds that Tumas Kainim has anything to do with Kfir in the first place. Because if the mitzvah of Tumas Kainim, I think we talked about this yesterday, maybe we argued about it yesterday. If the mitzvah of a Kainim to be Metame had to do with Kfir, then why would I see it that it has anything to do with Avelus? Kainim is Metame to Kainim, it's a chizuk to mitzvah's Kfir. Rambam says, Zel Batman, mitzvah's Kfir. Where do I say anything about Avelus? The Rambam never says that, as far as I know, that the mitzvah of a kohen to be metame has anything to do with kfur.
Why would you have to be metame?
What?
Why would you have to be metame?
Because it's a chizuk to mitzvah sibul.
It's just be metame itself. You
Yeah, he should just be with Tami himself in order to be make sure that it'll be Misama. Rana says that we're with Tami Valkochi, even if he doesn't want. Where's the what? Because otherwise, it's we're afraid that he'll be bidled from the mace and he won't be Misama. Nope. I think they'll. Let me see. Kava chamur mitzvah zevul. She akayin nitches leyatoma b'pnei krovov. They she is asikim ma'am b'yis aval aleim. She nemekim l'sheir akarav elof lof v'limi lo yitama mitzvah esse. She leyrotz litame mitame noisei bal kochay. Maybe he's asking him with his coil crew. How do we get to this? Oh, she's saying maybe a chaisin is suluk since there's other people to be, well, maybe to be misasik with her. Maybe we'll keep it that lotion, that's the lotion of Rambam, sort of non-committal. Since there's other people to be misasik with her, so the coin doesn't, not metame to her, but yet, he misabo. What?
It's not that it's not,
he's
like,
regular,
it's the reason why he loses,
he's
supposed to
prove that
right.
He's saying there, he's not metamit, he's in a suakilu because, I mean, excuse me, it's a kosov, but the reason is because there's somebody else to be misasik with her. It's different than my Aruga base thing where he's not metamit to them because they're not deroy that he should be metamit to them. Something like that. Okay. The Ram is mamshich, also interesting. The Ram continues in this caption over here. The Ram goes on and he says, I'll read it again from the beginning. L'hisabel ala krevim v'afilu koyin mitamei u'misabel ala krevim v'ein ode misabel al misal haruge beistim. That's the part that I already read. So that's the definition of the mitzvah. L'hisabel ala krevim, even a koyin is mitamei u'misabel ala krevim, but not, you know, there's no avelis v'haruge beistim. Then the Ram continues and he says, "Ulefize kolalti halachos elu b'sefer ze shehemein kfur b'yomiso shehimitzus ase." Ulefize, these are the chora means therefore. Kolalti halachos elu b'sefer ze. I put Hilchos Avel in this sefer of Shoftim. You ever wonder why Hilchos Avel is in Shoftim? I always wondered. Why Hilchos Avelos is in Sefer Shoftim? What is it with Sefer Shoftim? Is it about Sanhedrin and Melochim? What does it do with Avelos? Avelos should be in Yeridah. I mean, what's it doing in Sefer Shoftim? It should be in Kedusha. I don't know. Zmanim maybe. In Zmanim to Elotainus. Tyra maybe with Tumas. How did it wind up in Sefer Shoftim? So the Rambam tells us. Says, you know why I put Avelos in Sefer Shoftim? Because it's me'ein kvura. is me'ein kfura b'yom ha'misa. So what does he mean? So why is that a reason to be in Hilchos in Sefer Shoftim? Because it's me'ein kfura, therefore it's in Sefer Shoftim. This is not really sure. I'm just involving you. What's the pashup shah? What does he mean? Because it has to do with kfura, therefore it's in Sefer Shoftim. Because where does it say the mitzvah of kfura? So even though Grav is no availus by Ruge Vestim. So in that way it doesn't belong. But still, since the source for mitzvah's kvura is by Ruge Vestim, Agam, the mitzvah is to be kovar, the Am says in Sefer mitzvah is the mitzvah to be kovar anyways. But later on that Rem is the kvura minatara. But nonetheless, since the mitzvah kvura was said in the Torah by Ruge Vestim, and that's why mitzvah's kvura is in Hilchos Sanhedrin. That's certainly true. Mitzvah's kvura and leisolin is in the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin by the halacha of Ruge Beis Din. And there the Rambam says that it also includes other mason too. But l'maaseh, the Rambam put mitzvah's kvura in Sefer Shoftim because it was said in the Torah in Parashat Kisese in connection with Ruge Beis Din. So the Rambam says, so therefore, I put Hilchos Ovel in Sefer Shoftim as well because it's me'ein kvura. So that's interesting, but what's the lefize? Start with that. What's the lefize? Therefore sounds like this is somehow connected to what he said before. How's it connected to what he said before? Yeah, for you it's good, right? That's really what I think is the truth. But I want to first say the poshut pshat in lefize is that it's a therefore. It's somehow connected to what he said before. Before he said there's a mitzvah l'sabel, and even a kohen is metami u'misabel al kreivov, but there's no others by Ruge based in. And therefore, I put Hilchos Ovel in Sefer Shoftim because it's me'en kvur. So the therefore sounds like it's somehow connected to the beginning. How's it connected? It sounds like a non sequitur. What does one thing have to do with the other? So my first machshava was that maybe Taka the halacha that since the Rambam says in the beginning, in the first half of the sentence, that Avelus is connected to Tumas Kainim, and maybe Tumas Kainim has to do with Kvura, like Yitzchok maintains. Even though I'm not so happy to think that, but maybe it does. I mean, the Rambam says Kainim is Asik Kumisabel al Kainim. Maybe the Asik includes the Kvura, so maybe that's the connection of the Rambam. Avelus has to do with Tumas Kainim. With a kaimi matami to krevov. And a kaimi matami to krevov has to do with kvura. And therefore, avelus has to do with kvura. And that's why I put it in Hilchos Ovel, in Hilchos and Sefer Shoftim, because it's me'ein, therefore you see that it's me'ein kvura. Nice, that's very dochuk. I think that's very dochuk to say. Not least because I'm reluctant to say that the din of lo yitama that a kohen's matamei to kovim is because of kvura. It's kreshi is asik kimameis. That the Rambam never says the words that a kohen's matamei to kovim for kvura. He says she is asik even if the asik includes kvura also, but it's not directly kvura. So I think probably the emes is that the lefizeh here does not mean therefore. But lefizeh means, as it sometimes can mean, for the following reason. And it's a new thought. Lefizeh doesn't mean therefore because of what I said before. Lefizeh means viloma. Ulefizeh kalalti halochas elu b'seferzeh. That's how you have to read it. Ulefizeh kalalti halochas elu b'seferzeh. The reason why I was kol Hilchos Ovel b'sefer zeh is because shehem ein kvur b'yom ha'misa, and it's a new thought in the Rambam, and it's not a hemshech to what he said before about tumas kaidim or anything. And the Rambam is saying you have some as lefizeh in that kind of sense. So the Rambam is saying now it's a brand new thought. First he finished explaining there's a mitzvah l'sabel al kovim, afilu kaidim etami u'misabel al kovim, and you're not misabel on a ruge based. End the story. That's the definition of the mitzvah. Then the Rambam says you're wondering why is this in Hilchos Shoftim sefer Shoftim. So says the Rambam, mein kind, I'll tell you. The reason why I put this in Sefer Shoftim is because mitzvahs avelos is me'en kvura b'yom ha'misa. I think that's the emesah way to read the Rambam. But aponim labadnu b'dibei Rambam, that the Rambam saw that there's somehow the mitzvah of avelos And remember, according to the Rambam, Avelis is only Biyom HaMisa. Biyom HaMisa, Biyom HaKura. The next day, there's no Mitzvah Avelis. Only Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa. It's only Biyom HaMisa. And after the Kura. The Rambam sees it as some of being Me'ein Kura. It's analogous to Mitzvah's Kura. You know, when a mace dies, Biyom HaMisa, there are two Mitzvahs they have to do. Kura and Avelis. And since Kura is in Sefer Shoftim, so the natural place to put Avelis is in Sefer Shoftim as well. Because these are the two mitzvahs that one has in a mace, b'yom ha'misa. So in the Rambam's scheme of things, there's a me'ein, there's a connection between, or there's a twinning between, these are sister mitzvahs, Kura b'yom ha'misa and Avelis b'yom ha'misa. And I was thinking that gives an extra resonance to the Rambam Shita about that Avelis being connected to Aninus. This way we started to talk about yesterday. The Rambam connects the din of the Rambam connects Aninus to Avelis. Meaning, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avel, Mitzvah's essay l'sabel al ha'kayvim, shenemar v'yachalti chatas hayoyim ayita v'enei Hashem. The Aaron HaKohen said, I'm an oinon, I eat kodshim. That's the kolos hayoyim, and that's the source for there being a Mitzvah's essay yom rishon to be l'sabel al ha'kayvim. At face value, this is what you talked to yesterday. What's the connection between Aninus and Avel? I want to underscore, because Aninus, when we're talking over here, Aninus does not mean what it means today in practical halacha. Today in practical halacha, Aninus means that a person who, before the kfur, the person doesn't do mitzvahs. That's not what Aninus means that's a mishnah in brachas, mishnah mutul fun of esbatim mikriyashma. But that's not what we mean when we use the term Aninus. I'm not sure if Chazal ever used the term Aninus for that. But I'll complain, that's not what it means in this Rambam, and not in our discussion. Aninus means the halacha of that an oinon is osir be'achilas kodshem and is mechal avod. Ve'chalti v'oini mimeno. An oinon for that purpose means from the moment of death till the end of the day. He has a status of an oinon, and Aninus is a psul. Aninus is a psul. An oinon is posul for achilas kodshem, and he's possible for Avodah, the way Shlu Yayin is possible for Avodah, Kub Gonim is possible for Avodah, and Oinon is possible for Avodah. And Oinon is a psul. Avelus is a mitzvah. Mitzvah's essay is Avodah. The Rambam connects the mitzvah's essay of Avelus to the psul of being an Oinon. And the Rambam says, where do I see in Torah as a mitzvah to be mitzvah? Because Aaron HaKohen said that he's possible to eat kodshim because he's an Oinon. So I see that there's a mitzvah is Avodah. So what does that even mean? What does one thing have to do with the other? It's apples and oranges. An oinon is a psul, is a psul in a person who lost their relative. So he becomes possible for avodah. He becomes possible for achilas kodshim. Lo yachalti v'oini mimeno. What is avelis and mitzvah? Mitzvah sesi l'sabo. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Maybe there's no mitzvah sesi l'sabo, but an oinon is still possible to achilas kodshim. So what is Rambam saying? So this I said yesterday, I think it's the Emes, that the Rambam means that the Rambam holds that to be called an Oinon and to have the psul of being an Oinon, what makes him an Oinon is the fact that he is osuk in the Avelus. It's the fact that he's osuk in Avelus that makes him into an Oinon. But we asked yesterday, Mr. Rambani asked in the Torah Sodom, how can the Rambam say that what makes him an Oinon was Oinon is not, I mean, it's not a mitzvah. Avelus is a mitzvah. I mean, this is a status of psul. But the Rambam apparently holds, and we're going to talk about this more hopefully today, we're going to flesh this out, but the Rambam apparently holds that the thing that makes him an Oinon, gives him the psul of being an Oinon, is the fact that he has mitzvah Avelus. Frek the Rambam, so Rambam is in Teres Adam. Rambam, you're telling me that Aninus flows from the fact that he has a mitzvah Avelus? How is that possible? The mitzvah Avelus only starts after Kura, and the psul of Aninus, the psul and the gabra of Aninus is already right away with the mitzvah before Kura. So obviously, person could be an Oinon without having the Mitzvah Avelus. So the Ramban in Teres Adam answers that really Mitzvah Avelus starts right away with the Misa, does not start with Stimus Avelul, and it's only Avelus Deraisa starts right away with the Misa, and it's only certain aspects of Avelus, maybe not even Deraisa, that would interfere with the Kura that are suspended until after the Kura. But the Etzim Avelus starts brought down the Shulchan Aruch, Shittas Ramban. This is how we paskin. That Avelus Be'etzim starts right away with the Misa and not only by the Kfor. Just certain things that would interfere with going to the Besach Forest, like the shoes and the Yotzin and Besach Besin and so on. Those things are not Noyim. But Isser Rechitza and Isser Tashm Shamito and Isser Sicho and all of the other things that it Oval has and Sheila Shalom, all of those things start right away by the Misa. They don't have to wait for Stimus Hagel. So that's how the Ramban answers that Kasha. But the Chayim will point out, that's good, that's fine if you hold like that Ramban, but the Rambam Shita happens to be that Avelus only starts after Stimus Hagel. And before Stimus Hagel, before the Kfur, there is no Avelus at all according to the Rambam. So the Fila Rambam himself, it's Hadrakusha Leduchta. How can the Rambam hold that the status of Aninus flows from the fact that he's an Ovel, and that's why the source for Avelus is from Rachal Tichat HaSayoyim? How does it make any sense in the Rambam's own universe, since the Rambam himself holds that Avelus only starts La'achak Kvura, and the Psul of Aninus, to be able to, the Psul of Aninus, certainly starts immediately with the Misa. So I said, I think I already said yesterday, that apparently the Rambam holds that what makes a person an Oinon, what gives the Gavra a Psul of being an Oinon, is that he's osuk with the mace. But the esek hamace changes form before kvura and after kvura. And the esek hamace before kvura is the mitzvah's kvura itself. The esek hamace after kvura is the avelus. Either way, he's an oinon. But the point is that after kvura, if there would be no dinei avelus, then he wouldn't be an oinon after kvura. He's an oinon before kvura, that we understand, because he's osuk with the mitzvah of kvura. But after Kfura, the Mitzvah Kfura is finished. So with what is he still osuk with the mace that he should still have the status of being an Oinon? Says the Rambam, that's a sword. That must be because of Avelus. And therefore, since Aaron HaKohen said that I'm an Oinon, that he's an Oinon the whole day, even after the Kfura, so you see that even after the Kfura, there's still an Esek HaMace. What's the Esek HaMace? The Esek HaMace must be the Avelus. That I think I said yesterday. So I just want to add to that now, that I think this Rambam here in the capital in the heading is mashlim that. Because you see the Rambam Taka says that Kvura and Avelus are twin mitzvahs. Ad kedekach, that the Rambam puts Hilchas Avel in Sefer Shoftim for no other reason than that he wants it to be in the same Sefer as Hilchas Kvur. Because it's Me'en Kvura. So what is it Me'en Kvura? It's Me'en Kvura because these are the two mitzvahs that one has in a mace b'yom ha'misa. So the Rambam saying these are twin mitzvahs. These are the two mitzvahs that are the esek ha'mace b'yom ha'misa. So in Mela, I understand in the Rambam that these are the two mitzvahs that make him an oilon. That's part of their being me'ain. That's part of the me'ain. That's part of their being a couple. They have in common that these are the mitzvahs that are the esek ha'mace b'yom ha'misa, and these are the mitzvahs, therefore, that are the esek ha'mace that makes him into an oilon. So Kaidim Kfur, the Mitzvah's Kfur makes him into an island, gives him the psul of an island, and after Misa, it's the Esek HaVeilus that gives him the psul of an island. And I think we could run this in the other direction as well. Because the Rambam holds that these two mitzvahs make him into an island, Mitzvah's Kfur before the Kfur, and Mitzvah's HaVeilus after the Kfur, those are the two things that make him into an island. So you see that they're connected. So if they're connected, they belong in the same sefer, and that's what the Rambam means when he says because it's me'en kvur. With what is it me'en kvur? It's me'en kvur because those are two things that make him into an oinon. So I can say it both directions. Because the Rambam holds that the twins, so now I understand why these are the two things that make him into an oinon. I can say it the other way around also. Because these are the two things that make him into an oinon. The Rambam saw them as twins, and therefore the Rambam felt that they go together. Two sides of the same, two ways of saying the same equality. I think this is a big hashlama to what we talked about yesterday. Agamurcha, I saw people ask. The Rambam learns out of Avelus from Aninus. Mitzvah Esilis Abels from Emor Achalte Chatas Hayoyim. So he's learning out of Avelus from Aninus. So I saw people ask, why did Rambam pick this pasuk of Achalte Chatas Hayoyim? Just a secret word in Bialma. Why didn't the Rambam bring the pasuk of Achalte Vayinim Imenu? The iser for an oinat kochim is learned out from the pasuk lechalti v'oinim, which is by Ma'aser Sheni, but we learned out of kavach chaimer to shan kochim. So Rambam looks at Ma'aser Sheni, which we saw. That's a more explicit pasuk. So the Rambam is saying mitzvah esi lishabel shenemar lechalti v'oinim imenu. Why does the Rambam? What does the Rambam see in the pasuk by Aaron of lechalti chat esayoyim more than the pasuk of lechalti v'oinim imenu? So you could say that the Rambam saw that it's beyond Rishon, because the Rambam sheet is Avelis Yom Rishon is their Heisa, not 7 days. So where do you get the shear of Yom Rishon? Because Aharon said, that's possible. But I think it's more than that, because that if that was what it was, that's not what the Seder Dram and the Rambam is Mitzvah Esel Sabal Akoyim Shenema Vechati Chata Sayoyim Ayitu Vein Hashem Ve'en Avelis Menatoril Yom Rishon Bilvad Shu Yom Rishon. Rambam says that it's only Yom Rishon after you put the pasuk. So it sounds like he's not bringing the pasuk to prove the point that it's only Yom Rishon. Maybe still he brings this pasuk because this pasuk gives me like more information, not just that there's a psul of aninos, but that the shear of aninos is yem echol. But I think even more than that, better than that. If I only had the pasuk lechalti v'aninim menos, all I would know is there's such a thing as aninos. That a person is also kut ameis is an aninon and he's pasul achilas kavshim. But I might think, when is that? Maybe that's only kaidim kfur, when he has the asik of kavatik bereno. But after kfur, maybe there's no more asik. There's nothing left to do. So where would I see over here mitzvah aveilus? But here it says v'yachalti chatas hayoyim, that Aaron said that the whole day is pasul achilas kavshim. He has the status of an aninon the whole day. Why the whole day? Only until kfur. Here already it says that there's a status of aninus that goes beyond the kfur, that goes the whole day. Where did that come from? What esik hames does he have after the kfur? Akar chatoim, or it's the esik of avelus. So that's why Ram brings this pasuk as a mocker for avelus. Yeah, them say, yes, then the Rambam too. How can Lo Yitama be the mitzvah of Avelus if Lo Yitama is before he's buried and Avelus is after he's buried? I mean, again, not a kashan, he's a kashan the Rambam. I think maybe it's better the way we're being Metzi everything. I think what we're waiting to see, it's better now. The Avelus is the Eisek HaMeis that continues after the burial.
Because
the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, well, maybe here we can say, maybe this will be the meaning point between the way you want to learn and the way I want to learn about the reality. does Lo Yitama have to do with kfur? Lo Yitama is a chizik for that he should be Lashon HaRambam is that I feel like that a kohen should be misasik u'misabel al koyva. Meaning Lo Yitama is a chizuk in the whole Eisek HaMeis. What exactly is the Eisek HaMeis? The Eisek HaMeis is kohen kfur. It's the kfur, and maybe not only the kfur. All of the hachonas for the kfur. I mean, we don't only talk about the kfur. All of the hachonas that have to be done, the havila aron, the tachrichim, and the kfur itself. All of that esik that's kohen kfur. That's one kind of esik of hames. And then after the kfur, there's another esik hames, namely the avelus. The din of lo yitama is that the kohen should be close to the mace, involved with the mace, caught up with the mace, in order that it should be misasik lashon haram, misasik u'misabo. Meaning he should be involved in the whole Asik, the Asik of Kodin Kvura, which is includes the Kvura, but not only the Kvura. I don't think it's per se the Mitzvah of Kavod Tikvareno, but it's the whole Asik of the Mace that's Kodin Kvura. And then what's the Asik HaMeis La'achat Kvura? There's an Asik HaMeis after Kvura too. I see from Aninos that the Asik HaMeis continues. It's V'achal Tichata Sayoim. There's an Asik HaMeis that goes on the whole day. Well, that's the Asik of Avelus. The Kodin is Mitaz Mitzvah of Lo Yitama, that's a Chizik for the whole Asik HaMeis. So therefore, he has to be misasik with the mace, and he has to be misal. It's for the whole Eisik. It's a package deal. Well, that's part of what I see from Aninus. I see from Aninus that these two things, they're not separate worlds. The Eisik HaMeis Kodim Kvura and the Eisik of Avelus, they're all under the heading of Aninus. They're all under the heading of what makes him an Einon. They're all under the heading of the Eisik HaMeis. The Rambam calls Me'en Kvura. Avelus and Me'en Kvura. So I think the Rambam's saying a deep word in this Me'en Kvura. It's so much so that it has to be no sefer shayftu. It's not this Rambam about Me'en Kvura, the way I'm reading it. It's not stam that, you know, there's an association of ideas. The Rambam is saying there's a mamokim over here. The avelus and the esek hames before kvura and the mrs. kvura are the avelus is Me'en Kvura, meaning these things are linked because together they make up the esek hames, and that has a lot of ramifications, not just an association of ideas. It has a lot of ramifications. One ramification is that these together are that both can make him into an oinon. So they share that this is what makes him into an oinon. And they also share that these are together the esek for which a kohen has to be metame. The kohen is a mitzvah lo yitama. It's a chesek that he has to be involved with the whole esek hames. And what is the whole esek hames? The whole esek hames is the kura before with the shara sokim of the mace that are necessary before kura, and then after kura there's some more. There's still esek hames. The kohen has the kohen's not just misasik with mace kohen kura. The lo yitama is that he should be esek in the whole esek hames. And memelu zui basim mitzvah sivul. Since we know that there's an esek hames that continues after kura. From a chatechat haseyim, let's say. So if there's an esek hames that continues after kura, then the lo yitama means the kohen should be involved with that too. And ad kedei kach that the mitzvah lo yitama is becomes the mitzvah essay for all the esek hames. Of course, kura has its own mitzvah essay, but the other esek hames there with esek of avelos in particular goes into lo yitama.
Would women's standards be different whether we say Rishon Mizion or Rishon Kapara? Because the Mishnah lo mizablim.
It's things that the mason needs, you know. Look, the more that push of the shiloh of Kurim Shim Mizyonim Shim Kabar, it's very hard to tie our colors to one of those two stolen. I'd say either way, it's part of the Esek HaMes. Even if it's only Mishum Bizyono, it's still part of the Bizyono means Bizyono Chaim. It's still part of the Pshuto, maybe Bizyono of the Mason and the Chaim. At the point, it's very hard to tie to that because then we're going to be involved with the Bible Yeshuto. I don't know that it should bother us. Either way, Kach Kach, there is a Mitzvah Skura, it's part of the Esek HaMes. And
this is one mitzvah. You have to say the same.
Which one?
If you want to say the same mitzvah, Avelis.
No, look, Kruah has its own mitzvah, and Avelis has its own mitzvah. The two mitzvahs are saying minyan mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Kruah, and there's the mitzvah of Lo Yitama, which is the mitzvah of Ibn. But the Ram is telling me that it's main. There's a main. There's a connection between them, because they're both the Iske HaMeis that make him into an Oimer, and the Lo Yitama is. Yeah, and maybe even more close to that the lo yitama is to be mechazik the kohen that he should be oisik in all of the iskei hames. So kura doesn't need to be part of lo yitama because kura has its own mitzvah. So why put into lo yitama? But other iskei hames go into lo yitama. Okay, let's move along. Now, yesterday I asked a kasha, two kashas. Question number one. Is that it would seem to be implicit in this Rambam, the beginning of Avelus. The Rambam who learns out mitzvahs Avelus from the status of being an Oinon. That what makes him an Ovel, what makes him an Oinon, what gives him the psul of Aninus, is the fact that he has the Esek of Avelus. That's clear. The Rambam says, how do I know there's a mitzvah of Avelus? Because it says, Aaron said, I have a psul gabra of being an Oinon. What makes me an Oinon? What made Aaron an Oinon? I'm hoping what made him an Oinon was the fact that he had Avelus. So I asked, first of all, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there's a concept of somebody who's not Misabel at all, like Baruch Hu Gevaisim. And he's saying he's Oinonim. You see, there's a concept of Aninus Belay. So, loimi boye, if you learn like that side of the Adrama, that the Mishnah means that they were Oinonim and they were Osir Bechilis Kodshim. That's for sure it's fair in the Rambam. Because you see that there's an Isser, there's a Psul Aninus without any Avelus. But, okay, that doesn't have to bother us because says the Rambam happens like Sad in the Yad Ramah. The Rambam can learn, Lo Yimisabim Lo Yinin, it means, like the other interpretation in the Ramah, that it means that they were Seir. Nothing to do with the Achilles Kachin. Lo Yimisabim Lo Yinin just means that they were allowed to be Seir even though their relative was killed by the state. You know? Unlike in, let's say, you know, communist China, where they have to, like, celebrate. No, they're allowed to be said. But still I asked. At the end of the day, it says in this Mishnah that there's a concept of Aninus Belay. The word Aninus can be applied to somebody who is not being misabel and who's just said, and that's also called an Oinon. The Mishnah calls that an Oinon. The Mishnah may not say any halachas based on that, but the Mishnah does describe that as an Aninus. So if that can be described as an Aninus, so then, when the Torah, so how do we know? How did Chazal know that, how do the Rambam know that when the Torah says that an oinon is also an achilas kachim, that it means a person who's being misabel? Maybe when the Torah said an oinon is also an achilas kachim, it just means a person who's sad because he lost a relative that day. So the Chayitz Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam makes this assumption that aninus implies avelus. If Aaron said I'm an oinon and I'm possible achilas kachim, then that implied that he had a mitzvah. Where's the implication? You see in the Mishnah that somebody could be called an oinon. The Mishnah doesn't say what halacha is based on that, but the Mishnah does describe somebody as being an oinon, even though he doesn't have any mitzvah sibul. That was one kasha. Then question number two. Question number two is that we had a steer in the Rambam because we're handling over here shayla halacha lemaisa. Basically, we're asking the shayla. What's at stake over here is halacha lemaisa. If a person is not misabel, but he is sad, like by Harugi Beistin, where the craving were not misabel, but they were sad. Is he also an achilas kachim or is he not also an achilas kachim? The Ramah suggests that he is also an achilas kachim. The Chayr Lefi the Ramah should stand to reason that he's not also an achilas kachim. So L'Chayr we had a steer in the Ramah L'Gabi this halach. Because the Ramah on the one in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, when the Ramah talks about achilas kachim, the Ramah defines an oinon, Ezu oinon. What's the Lashon of the Ramah over there? Well, what's the lashon of Rambam here? Zamis Abel Alechem Rakoyim Shechayol Misabel Olalem. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, when he's talking about the din that Oymen is Mechal Avoido, it's also Bavoidin is Mechal Avoido. So there, the Rambam uses a different lashon. He says Ezu Oynon, almost the same lashon, but with one important difference. Ezu Oynon, Misha Meis Loi Meis Meyachon Meyakoyim Shechayol Misabel Olalem. Doesn't say Amis Abel. He says, it was meis loy meis from one of those koyvim that there's a chiyuv avelus on. That lashon with choyvim mashma, I don't care if he's actually being misabel. I don't care if the harugi based him, or maybe it was beregel, and he's not actually being misabel. But it was meis loy meis, meyachem meyakoyvim, shechayov misabel alei. So choyvim is still, begabi, achilas kachim, the Rambam uses the lashon of zeh misabel. The implication is, he has to actually be misabel, not harugi based him. And by avoido, the Rambam uses a different lashon, misha meis loy meis, meyachem meyakoyvim, shechayov misabel alei. So, I actually saw a long time ago a shtickel Torah from Rav Simcha Zistel Brady, the Chevener Rosh Hashiva. It was printed in Kovid Sikarin from Chatzk Levramsky. Probably by now it's printed elsewhere. And he makes this deal. And Yitaka wants to say that the Oinon for Achilas Kotshim has different Dorim than the Aninos for Avodah. And that by Achilas Kachim, it's totally whether he's in Misabel B'Poyel. And by Avoido, it's totally whether it was Meis L'Meis, even if he's not Misabel B'Poyel, like by Meis L'Meis B'Regel. Well, he talks about B'Regel, he doesn't talk about Arugi Basin, but he talks about B'Regel, but the same thing. And he has a whole Sukkot Torah to what might be the source for that, and very interesting. If you want to take a look, it's very clever and very interesting. But Lemaisa, I think, is a very big obstacle to saying that there could be such a distinction. I tried very hard to work with that because the Lashonis of the Rambam are so compelling. But Lemaisa is hard because the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, maybe you saw it because it was in the Rambam that I was in the side. The Rambam in Bias Mikdosh says, how do we know that an Oinon is Mechal Avoda? You know, there's also Bavoida, because it says that a Kohen Gadol is min ha-mikdash lo yetzeh, so we're medayik, that it's another person not allowed to leave the mikdash. But how do you know that the void is possible? So the Gemara in Zvokim, there's differently more than for it. The Gemara in Zvokim, the Zayin. But the Rambam says, the limit that the Rambam brings, there's a few limudim, but the Rambam brings that Tana who says that we learn that from a Kalachomer, from a Balmum. That Madach a Balmum was mutter v'achilis kachim im ovad chilel. So an oinon who's also b'achilas kachim, kavachay meshim ovad chila. So you see, the whole din that an oinon is mechal avoda is learned out from a kavachay mer from Balmum. That's based on the fact that he's also b'achilas kachim. So how you talk and how could it be that there's a case of an oinon who is mutter b'achilas kachim because he's not being misabel? Say, if we want to go with this deal, he's not being misabel and he's still also b'avoda and mechal avoda. By him, there's no kavachay mer. That's from the fact that the whole din that an oinon is mechal avoda is based on a kal v'chomer, which is based on the fact that he's also be'achilas kachim. So it's muchuch that it's not two different cases. That the oinon who's also be'achilas kachim is the same oinon who's mechal avoda. And if that's the case, we pulled out the rug from under the whole the whole deal. There's no, it can't be that they're chaluk bedino. So on the one hand, we want him to be the high. Simchas Yisrael wants to run with that. That the Rambam in Hilchas by Achila defines an oinon as a misabel, and if he's not actually misabel, he's not an oinon. And the Rambam by Avoda defines an oinon as mishum eis lemeis. Seems he doesn't have to actually be misabel as long as he lost the relative, he's called an oinon. So he spins very beautiful Torah with that, but it's very hard because at the end of the day, the Rambam says that the din that an oinon whose avad is mechal avoda is based on a kal v'chomer from the fact that he's also be Achila. So how could it be that you have an oinon who's mutter b'achila and is also mechal avoda? So therefore, I think we're going to have to say behechrech that in halacha, the same oinon who's mechal avoda is the one who's also b'achila's kachshon. Meaning, there's no difference halacha l'maisa between an oinon, which oinon is mechal avoda and also b'avoda, and which oinon is also b'achila. Can't make that distinction. And if the Rambam says by Inuchas Ma'aser Sheni by Achila that the definition of an oinon is that he's misabel, implying that if he's not misabel because it's haruge beisden or because it's beregel, then he does not have the din of an oinon. Then al kochach had oinon, that same thing is true by Ella. And then that to be an oinon for avoda, he also has to be an oinon who's actually being misabel. I the lashon Rambam. So I have to say, the Rambam says, "Zesh misha meis lemeis me'echad me'akoyim shechayovim l'sabel aleihem." We'll have to say that the words "echad me'akoyim shemisabel aleihem" mean shemisabel aleihem right now, not just "echad me'akoyim shemisabel aleihem" in other circumstances. It means "echad me'akoyim shemisabel aleihem." Marshall, if it's haruge based in, we'll have to say that the Rambam that's not called koyim shemisabel aleihem. In a way, I want to say the deep's not a deep. Because when the Rambam says Misha Meis Loi Meis Me'echad Me'akoyim Shem Esabim Aleihem, that also excludes Haruge Beisdin, because Haruge Beisdin are not Koyim Shem Esabim Aleihem, because you're not Misabel on Haruge Beisdin. And same thing Beregel, somebody who is Meis Beregel, that is not a Koyim Shem Esabim Olov, because at least not Midaraisa, because there's no Avelis Beregel. Yeah, Midarabonon after the Regel will be Shiva, but we told him Avelis Deraisa, Avelis Yabish, don't be in Avelis. So on the one hand, I'm saying that Rav Simcha Yisrael is not right. And not only is he not right, I'm not right, because yesterday I did want to make this deal. But it's maybe a bigger case that he's not right. Akapon, I'll say it's not true. We can't be mechalek. Akorchuk is the same oinon. Otherwise, don't be kavachayman. An oinon is an oinon. An oinon is defined that he's being mesavim. However, maybe we can still salvage something from the wreck. Because at the end of the day, the Ram is Mishana Bilshoinah. The Loshna Rama by Hilchas, by Achila, is Zeha Misabel. The Loshna Rama by Avoida is Misha Meis Lemeis, Me'echa Be'akrev Mishim Misabel Malayim. So even though I'm now forced to say that Halacha Lemeisa, it's the same Oinon, meaning, and it's the Oinon who's actually being Misabel. And even when by avoda the Rambam says mishem meis lemeis me'echad me'akoyim mishem misabel aleihem, he means a karov whom he has to be misabel aleihem in the present circumstances, not just that he would misabel aleihem in some other circumstance. No, he has to be misabel aleihem right now. And if he's a ruge based, then it's not a karov shem misabel aleihem. Ka'omer. No, as I'm saying, the Rambams are the same. But still, the Rambam was mishana b'lshoinu. Why was the Rambam mishana b'lshoinu? So I want to suggest that the Rambam was mishana b'lshoinu because even though halacha lemeis is the same einon. But the Hadgosha is different. The Hadgosha is different. Why is that Hadgosha? Because there's a difference between the Psul Oinon in Avoda and the Psul Oinon in Achilas Kodesh. The Psul Oinon in Avoda. In Avoda, there are a lot of Psulim in a Gavra. In the Gavra, there's many cases where the person is Psul Avoda. A lot of halachas. A Balmum is Psul Avoda. He's a Kohen, but he's Psul. He has a Psul Avoda. He's a Balmum. There are many people who the kainim shayim and psul yusin the kainim shayim, but they have right now a psul to do avoda, the psul for avoda. By achila, you don't have ever such a thing. You have to be a kain to eat kachin, but there's no psul. There's no pruirosh, there's no shtiyayin, there's no kui begodim, and there's no all of those psulim don't apply by by Achim. All you have is that Oinon is possible, can't eat, because Le'achalti ba'inim imenu. So I want to suggest that it's haka, this choluk. In Oinon is possible for Avoidah, that's a psulim legaba. It's no different than other psulim in the Gavra who are possible, that are possible, possible Avoidah. No different than Purim, it's psulim the Gavra is, he can't do Avoidah. So in Oinon, the person who's in Oinon is possible Avoidah. By Achila, it doesn't, it's not toughest to say, that nitpas to say, that an Oinon is possible for Achila's Kodesh. If he's a Kohen, he is a Kohen. Then he can't have what kind of psul? There's no psul gavra for achilas kachin. So what is le'achalti ba'inim imenu? Now the kachin is even ma'aseh sheni. Ma'aseh sheni for sure. There's psul and the gavra for achilas ma'aseh sheni. So what's le'achalti? A ma'aseh sheni is even a Yisrael. Le'achalti ba'inim imenu. Even Yisrael ba'inim is not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni. Right? I'm missing something. It's possible. Ma'aseh sheni is nechal to the Bible, and still there's a le'achalti ba'inim imenu. So that's a psul in the gavra. He's not even a kohen. So what does it mean le'achalti ba'inim imenu? If it's not a psul in the gavra, so what is it then? What's the alternative? If it's not a psul in the gavra. Don't say a psul in the chet. What? It's an issa, but I don't say a psul from more than that. It's a psul in the achila. The achila of ma'aseh sheni and the achila of kodshim has to be, can't be when a person is in a state of animus. Has to be the mashal by kachim. This halachas how kachim have to be eaten. The mashal the gdula k'derech sham halacha meichlim. Certain way you have to eat kachim, and actually Shane doesn't have that, but not baninus. When the person is baninus, then it's achil of aninus. It's an avelus to kachim, and ma'aseh sheni and kachim they can't be eaten in an avelus to kachim. So it's a psul in the dina in the achilah, not a psul in the gavra. It's a din in the achilah that le'achalti bo'ini. That means the achilu wasn't the achilu of aninus.
First of all, there is a psul in the achilu for the zar.
For what?
For the zar.
Yeah.
That's a psul in the gavra.
Right, but aninus is not a zar. Meaning, kachin have to be eaten by kainim. That's true. A zar is, I don't know if it's a psul. I mean, yeah, I guess we call it a psul. What?
For kachin also nashim.
Yeah, because it's felt, it lacks in kahuna. But it's not a psul. There's no such thing as you're right. I mean, you have to have a kohen. But here, an oin is a kohen. I guess we could say that this is like a special thing. That even though he doesn't have any other psul, but oin is like the one psul that a kohen can have for achilas kachim is aninus. What? But that was, I think, I might know because you see, even by Ma'aseh Sheni, where he's not even a kohen at all. How's a shaykh to say in Yisrael has a psul for achilas Ma'aseh Sheni? I guess maybe if we want to really go say something far-fetched, we could say, yeah, Yisrael, who's an Oinon, is possible in the Gabra for Achilles Ma'aseh Sheni.
Is the Lashon possible for Achilles Tashem? By Tameh, there's a possible.
If you're Tameh,
other things in your Tameh, if you're not
Tameh,
other things in your
possible.
That
Lashon
is used in terms of Shlishi and
Revi. A Tameh.
The Lashon is possible.
Yes, maybe I need to say it. Maybe I need to say it a little bit differently. You see by Ma'aseh Sheni that Yisrael can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni by Nimus. It was the Rabbi held that it's axiomatic that you can't say that Yisrael can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni by Nimus because it's a psul in the Gavra. Because he's Yisrael anyway. It's not like Tumah. Tumah, I don't know how to verbalize it. It's not like Tumah. You can't eat Tumah because Kachem have to eat in the Taira. It's also halacha nechila. It has to be eaten b'tayr, not b'tumah. It's not like a pura roish. A pura roish is a psul. The pastus was chal in the gavra, that he became the gavra is posul for achilas kachim. Here it's not that way. Here it's halacha. Tumah is also it's halacha in the achilas ma'aseh sheni. Achilas ma'aseh sheni demands certain kind of achila.
So what's the difference between a psul like pura roish and a psul like
the Zara, one is a Soviet and one is a Soviet. How can you make the Chav HaChomer
from Achila to
Zavodah
if it's based on two different things?
Because a Zara is not a pasis that was Chal of the Zara. A Zara is not a Kayin. and there's halacha that kachi kachim have to eat by kahanim, and a zara is not a kayv, so he's zara. So that's why he's called a zara. He's a zara. It's a dismissal, and he's not allowed to do dismissal. He's not allowed to eat kachim because it's given to a kayv. But there's no. But when somebody's a kayv, there's no halacha and kachim have to be in the tyro, so you can't eat the tumah. But there's no such thing as there's no such thing that somebody. No, Dayenu Noimer, the standard psulim don't apply to Achila. Put it this way. All the psulim we're familiar with that apply to Avoda, they don't apply to Achila. So the Rama saw in that there's no psulim that are Achalana. Of course, you have to be a Kohen because that's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of the Bnei Arish to eat the chatas. So you're going to give it to numbers. So you're not doing the mitzvah to give it to somebody else. So he's a Zari, it's a mitzvah zul. But that should be Chalanim apostles because he's a Oilon. He's somebody who has the mitzvah, but he can't do the mitzvah because it's chalinim of paslus. That's an avodah concept, not an achilah concept. An achilah, you have dinim in the achilah, but the achilah has to be b'tayro. The achilah has to be l'moshkel adullo. The achilah has to be not b'oini.
And certainly, I mean, if you're saying that there's no, the Rambam's saying that there's no din of psul in achilah because the things that apply to both achilah and avodah.
Because all the regular psul, all the regular. All the usual suspects don't apply to Achila. They only apply to Tavoid. The regular psulim that we know of, there's many of them that we have by Avoid, none of them apply to Achila. So the presumption is that when you have halachas by Achila, I'm not saying it's inconceivable, but the presumption is that when you have halacha by Achila, it's not a psul in the Gavra, it's halacha in the Achila itself. And that was, I think, Lashon Torah is like that. That's what it means. It's halacha in the Achila. Maybe that's not mukhla. Let's finish the thought. You know, so what I want is like this, that therefore, when the Rambam is talking about avoda, so the lashon that he uses is mishem meis leimeis meechad meakayim shechayavim l'savol olay. Of course, if it's haruge beistin, then that's not kayim shechayavim l'savol olay, so he's not an oyma. And if it's even beregel, maybe it's not kayim shechayavim l'savol olay because meis in beregel you're not chayavim l'savol olay. Rambam doesn't mean to include them, but the Rambam uses the lashon misha meis lemeis rather than the lashon of hamis abel, because what passels him for the avoda is not the fact that he's doing avelos. What passels him for the avoda is that he has a shame of that he has a shame oinon. What gives him a shame oinon? The fact that he was meis lemeis meachad meakayim shechayovim l'sabel aleim. No, it's the fact that he himself is doing avelos. Is not the point. The point is that he is an oinon. And an oinon is a paslus. So the fact that he is an oinon is what makes him possible for achilas kachim. When I was talking about avodah, I'm not even sure if it's like conscious by the Rambam. Maybe it's like unconscious. The Rambam understands when you're talking about avodah, you talk about mishem. You want to know what kind of gavra is possible avodah? What kind of gavra is possible avodah? Mishem meis loy meis. The fact that he's misabel is not the point. That he's osuk in avelos. That he's wrapped up in his avelos. That he's doing mitzvahs avelos. Loyal zayin adonim. And if he's that. The point is that he has a shem oval. He has a shem oinon. And what gives him a shem oinon? The fact that a relative, shechayel v'masabim olav, died, and now that gives him a shem oinon. Masha enking, when the Rambam is talking about achila, it's not a, what passes him, what bars him from achila's kodshim, and even from achila's maestro sheni, is not that the gavra has a shem oinon. What bars him from Achilles Maestro Sheni is that since he is a misabel, meaning he's doing avelus, he's in a state of avelus, he's doing avelus. So since he's doing avelus, his achila therefore becomes an achila of sadness, an achila an avelistic achila. And the Torah said lo yachalti ba'ini mimenu, that Maestro Sheni and Kavachim and Kodshim have to be eaten in the state of simcha and not in the state of avelus. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, I don't think it caught up in, you know, is it conceivable there should be psulim in achila? The Rambam understood that in avodah, the reason why an oinon is possible avodah is because there's a psulim in gavra. It's a pastos. So therefore, the lashon is misha meis lo meis. The gavra who's meis lo meis gets a shem anilus. I don't. It's not the pastos is not the fact that he's doing avelus. The pastos is the fact that he is an oinon, which is defined as somebody who is meis lo meis shechayavu. There, the past, there it's not a pastus in the gabra. There, it's a din in the achila itself that he has to eat in a state of simcha, not in a state of leachalti ba'ini mimenu. So he has to eat in a state of simcha, and that's precluded by the fact that he's a misabel. So there, the lashon is hamisabel alecha me'akayim shechayav misabel aleim. Because the problem lies in the fact that he's a misabel, and a misabel can't do an achila the proper way, in the proper simcha dika way that you have to do when you eat kalshim, when you eat ma'aser sheni. So of course, halacha l'maisa, it's the same oinon. So that's why the kavachaymer is still good kavachaymer. There's never an oinon who's an oinon for achila and not an oinon for avodah, or an oinon for avodah and not an oinon for achila. They always overlap because it's always a kavim shechayom misab aleim. But the hadgosh is different. The hadgosh by avodah is hadgosh in the gavra. The hadgosh by achila is hadgosh in the esek ha'evel, which precludes him from doing a simcha de achila. Could be we could even connect this to the fact, again, we're not Derish time of the cross, it's not a big deal. The halacha is a kohen gadol is mutter b'avoda when he's an oinon, but he's also achila. Now that's psukim. I don't need to explain it. But the ma'aseh ties in very well. But the psule gavra the kohen gadol is mufka from. But the ma'aseh the kohen gadol is misabel. The Rambam passing is that a kohen gadol is misabel on the card. He does do avelus. Maybe I'm like to show you, but the Rambam says that a kohen gadol is misabel on a kar. So if he is misabel, so how could he eat kalshim? He's not eating it. That's a mitzvah. He's not eating it b'simcha. Yeah, Kalmer, I don't want to put too much on that because it's exeris hakosuv. So like mechates it needs any explanation. But I think it fits in very well. And maybe that was also an indicator for the Rambam that we have this distinction. I think it's also meduyik. The Rambam learns out if that's the case. The Rambam learns out havelus. From lo yachalti ba'ini mimeno, from this rachila of animus. So I saw in that same shtickle Torah of San Francisco, he asked in the Rambam, why did the Rambam learn out avelus from this rachila, not from this avoda? Okay, it's really not so sure because if I only have this avoda, I wouldn't know what applies after kfura. I need the yachalti chatas hayom to tell me it applies even after kfura. So the deep's not so strong anyway. But l'fiyad dvar meila, I think it's very mechuvin because the isra avoda is an isra in the gavra. So who says that it involves that there's such a thing? Maybe there's such a thing as avelus. Maybe there's no mitzvah of avelus. The Rambam's looking for a mocha for avelus. So you're going to bring me a mocha from the fact that an oinim is also an avelus culture. Not a riot. Maybe there's no such thing as avelus in the Torah. There's no mitzvah of avelus. But the gavra has an oinim regardless. So I can't build too much on that. But the Rambam saw this. The Arab said that I can't eat kachim when I'm an oinim. Can't eat kachim when I'm an oinim. Why can't he eat kachim when he's an oinim? That's already halacha in the ma'aseh achila. They can only eat in besimcha. What's precluding him being in besimcha? Must be that he has a mitzvah l'sabo. So here we come to the end. So maybe with this, we could answer the kasha that we began with. And Mishnah, that there's a concept of aninus b'leiv. So there is such a thing as aninus b'leiv. But mitzias is aninus b'leiv. May not have any dinim. But there's a mitzvah of being ser, harugi basin, and we call it aninus belayv. There is a thing of being, aninus means sadness. There is a thing called sadness belayv. So how does the Rambam know that that's not the thing that makes you into aninus for achilas kachin? How do we build, halacha l'maaseh it's not. Right? The Rambam holds it, no, that doesn't make you aninus, you have to be a misabel. But how did the Rambam know, how did Chazal know? How did the Rambam see in the pasuk, this is our first question. One of our first questions. The Rambam said, how do you know mitzvah? There's a mitzvah esi l'sabel. Shenema v'yachalti chata sayon. So we explain the Rambam. What is that? What does aninus have to do with? What does aninus have to do with avelus? So we explain. The Rambam held. What makes him an oinon? The fact that he's misabel. If there were no such, then with what would it be an oinon? He's busy. He's not osuk in the mace. The tour is over. With what is he osuk in the mace? That was the way we explained the Rambam at the beginning, right? The Rambam learns that oinon means he's osuk in the mace. He's busy with esek ha-mace. So kodem kfura, I understand he's busy with esek ha-kfura. But what's he busy with after the esek ha-kfura? What's he busy with now that should make him into an oinon? Says the Rambam, aha, there must be this mitzvah avelus. That's what the Rambam says. Mitzvah esek l'sabel shenemer v'echal t'chal t'sayon. Well, yes, how do you know? Maybe the esek ha-mace that he has after kfura is the sadness in his heart. The aninus belayv. Maybe that's what Aaron meant when he said v'yachal tichata sayoyim. That I have aninus belayv. And where do you see over here that there has to be anything more than that? That there's a mitzvah esek l'sabel. So maybe we could say like this: hayoyis that we're not talking over here about avoda. We're talking about achilo. Aaron's talking here achilo. Achilo is not a psul in the gavra. Achilo is a din in the amaisa achilo itself. that a maisa achila of an ovel is labeled as an achilas evel and not as an achila of not an achila of that the kind of achila you need for achilas kachin. Achilas kachin is a mashkel gdula, even maisa shein doesn't have to be mashkel gdula, but it can't be a chalti ba'ayni. It can't be that he ate it an achilas avelus, because an achilas avelus is a stira to an achilas kachin. Achilas kachin can't be an achilas avelus. So the Ram held that aninus belave doesn't touch the achila. Aninus that's inside and not on the outside doesn't touch the achila. To touch the achila, it has to be avelus on the outside. It has to be avelus b'maisa. The person is doing avelus b'maisa, so then his achila also gets caught up in that, and it becomes an avelus de achila. And by the way, there are halachas about achilas avelus. There's a special birchas hamazon. We're not knowing it. There's special brachas by the birchas hamazon of an avel. Sudas avelus. So the avelus incorporates the achila too. And that's a chalti ba'ayni. That's not the way the one could eat ma'isa sheni and kachin. But that's only because there's avelus b'maisa. But if there would be no mitzvahs avel b'maisa, and the oini would only be aninus belev, so then the achila on the outside wouldn't be touched, and it would be a regular ma'isa achila. So Meir the Rabbi said, Hayoyis, the Torah says that there's a concept of lechalti ba'oini, that achila that of achilas avelos, which is a steer to achilas kachim, that's a raya, and Aaron Akain said it even after Kfura, Meir Akain Kfura, but he said it even after Kfura, that's already the raya, that's the makor, that there must be some maisa avelos, some esek of avelos that's done after the Kfura, that incorporates all of the maisim of the ovel, and therefore makes it that an achilas. And that the achila in such a situation is called an achilas avelus and falls under the heading therefore of lechalti ba'ayni and it's not an achila of sin. There is aninus belev. Our Mishnah says there is such a thing as achila as avelus as aninus belev. But aninus belev is not pagay in the achila. Wouldn't compromise the achila. And if Aaron HaKohen said that my aninus compromises my achila, I'll call it that aninus is not an aninus belev that he was talking about, but it was an aninus in maisa. What's aninus in maisa? Mitzvah says it is anu. Okay, tomorrow Mr. Shem will start the Gemara.